Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the full moon that's occurring on April 23rd or 24th, depending on where you live in the world. We're going to take a look at each life path number and how these energies could influence your path. So before we get into that, of course, this is a general reading. If you would like a personalized forecast or reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. I would love to work with you. All right, let's take a look at each life path number. Life path number 8. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 16-7 at this full moon. And so I would say health is in the spotlight or at the forefront of what you're meant to be kind of looking at this cycle. So this can be, of course, holistic health. So anywhere that you feel out of balance, anywhere you feel like you've been living in some kind of extreme, right, where you just feel out of balance, or if there's something that crops up around this time that you know, feels like it's off or doesn't look right, this would definitely be a time to get that checked out, right? I would also say, again, anywhere, you know, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, that feels out of balance or something just doesn't feel right, this would be the time to make the adjustments, you know, look into things, see about getting back into balance. So health will definitely be, I think, a priority around this full moon to come up with better solutions or different solutions, to try maybe new things that might work a little bit better, especially if you're working with something chronic, but definitely to not put it off, right? This is definitely a time for holistic health, self-care, self-soothing, sort of coming back to center, really, you know, addressing those areas of life where you've just been sort of not feeling fully yourself or 100%. I would also say that this can feel a little bit like an intense period, right? I'm not going to lie. And so what I would say is this is going to be a time to slow down. And I know sometimes that can be difficult for eights, but you really do around this full moon, especially for around the full moon, and I would say the week or two that follows, definitely slow things down a little bit. Really make time for that self-care. Really make time for you, like alone time, solitude, self-reflection, going within, right? Like some, you know, sinking more into sort of your feminine energy of receptivity and nurturing self and receiving nurturing from others. This can be a period of unforeseen and sudden events that, you know, aren't meant to, you know, create fear. They're meant to shake things up quite dramatically. And so this can be really, it doesn't have to be around health. It can be in any area of your life where there needs to be a shakeup, right? So it can be around belief systems, you know, your thoughts. It can be around career or anything, your relationship with money, your relationship to power and status and influence and any of the things, wherever this needs to show up and shake things up. And I'm talking when I say shake things up, it's like that tower kind of energy where it's the lightning bolt awareness, awakening. So it's kind of like something comes in quite drastically and it shakes you awake, right? Like, oh, okay, I have got to do something about this. I have to make changes. I have to do things differently, or I'm not going to get better results, right? I'm going to stay stuck. So ultimately, this energy comes in to do exactly that, shake things up, to wake you up from that slumber, so to speak. So again, I would say, like, you know, this is an extreme example, but let's say that you eat pizza every day. You know, that's great. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not a judgment. But let's say that that has, you know, ill effects on your health. And, you know, maybe you have a heart attack or something, right? And this is an awful example, but I'm just saying this because it's that kind of energy where it's like something that we've been habitually doing that's potentially hurting us. This energy comes in to shake it up, right? So if you're someone, again, who eats pizza every day and you've done that for, you know, 40 years, you know, it might be a situation where you've got some clogged arteries or something. So you have a heart attack, you go to the doctor, you have the wake-up call. I've got to change my diet. I've got to do something differently. And it's that kind of extreme that can come in some area of your life where your routine or your habit is affecting you in a detrimental way. And again, this can be around spending, being overly critical of yourself. You name it, it can come in wherever it needs to. And it doesn't have to be, you know, again, it's not something to fear. It's something to actually find the blessing in it, because it is helping you to move forward, because you will, through that clarity, find a better way to do whatever it is. So again, it can be a little bit of an intense period. I would say that this is definitely not the time around this full moon to take risks. And it's interesting, because the reason why I say that or bring that up specifically for eights is because eight energy is a life path of taking risks, right? You are meant to take risks. But I would say during this period, especially right around this full moon, and then a couple weeks after, this was not the time to, I would say take any kind of big risks, where the stakes are high. If it's low stakes, go for it, you know. But if it's high stakes, I would say just maybe don't. Maybe wait, unless life requires you to, right? You know, use your discernment. But I would say this is definitely not a time where you want to go all in on something that you don't feel, you know, competent in, if that makes sense. So definitely a time, though, for slowing down, self-care, self-reflection, health. So pay attention to any health, you know, things that come up. Make sure you get that addressed by a professional. And just move with any of the unforeseen events in a way where you don't see it as being derailed. You see it as things opening up for you, right? It's a new opportunity. It's an awakening to see things differently and then do things differently and then get different results. So again, this can be around any area of your life where it's needed. So big energy aids, but has the potential to be really transformative in a good way. So I hope it's a great one. Take care. Bye for now.